I would like the effect, you know, you should not have any greed or anger or any sense of self, wrong sense of self. You'll have a right idea of self, how it is happening, how the conceptualizing takes place. I mean, I would say all the time when you're conscious. So if that is not happening all the time, I know I'm not attained that higher state. So I was serious about it. And so continued avoiding public society, trying to sort of make my life more, to keep the practice going. But I did come to public in 2012 in Sri Lanka. It was not by some... I was really also planning, I was expecting when I was 40 years old maybe, I will attain this particular thing. But you can't sort of anticipate and have... It doesn't happen like that. It just comes out like a fruit, you know, something... When the fruit comes out, you can't say when, which time and which... just has its own time. So, that time when I was 2012, it was also like... in Sri Lanka, I came from Himalayas, and there were like few cushions kept. I mean, this is how it happened. People used to come at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they used to go at 4 o'clock. They just sit and wait with me. I was wondering what's happening. So I just thought, what's... then I thought, if I do a meditation, how these people will get something, rather than just keep, you know, like this, explaining and talking. So then I told the person who is looking after the temple, don't tell I'm not going to meet anyone. Please tell them that I will do a meditation after a few days, Saturday or something like that. So this Saturday came, I don't know from where these people were coming. Just a line of people, a hall packed everywhere. This is how I came to the public. I didn't become Narahant, but I became known slowly. But I was mysterious also how this was happening. So it went on. I did 1, 2, 3 programs, again go to the jungle, like that. I was staying still like that. So then this happened in 2014 and 15. Then I decided to accept all this. 2015 also. Now I managed that 2014. I recovered from... Recovered means I managed to survive. And then 2015 also, I went again to Kailash. And there I faced the attitude sickness. It was like no return. Like going to a coma. So that same thought came. I couldn't give enough to the people. And just a breath, I was losing life. Like, you know, I couldn't give my hand. Just like slowly becoming unconscious. So... But anyway, I cut short that. They managed to bring me to Kathmandu. But another thing happened. I then only realized that the demon, you know, like when you're really coming closer to, there's something called demon that gives a full attack when you're really progressing. So there I had another experience, which was not physical. This I can't tell anyone, only the senior monks I have told. It was like something that was trying to remove my robes, you know. I will come close to that way. So there what I cherish, what I really sort of really hold on to, this was like completely annihilated or destroyed. So immediately to survive, I have to sort of bring, I just have to hang on to something. Then it came to my mind, don't personalize it. Now that word was not proper, so I used an improper English word called don't equalize it. That in other words, don't solidify this. So just, it's a happening, it's a phenomenon. And it looks simple, that, but when I did like that, when I thought like that, I was able to go forward. And then I knew, this is all, these challenges are faced by who are going on the path to enlightenment. The difference was the ones who really reached that, they managed to go on. They didn't sort of hang on to that. And so this was the last one I had like that. It took me 3 months to recover. And it took me almost 6 months. So some of the people, you know, they used to see I was very bright before. I mean, something I look so, like physically also, I look so different. It took, I exactly counted like 6 months. Because all the people who are devotees, they would say, Bhante, you are good, very nice, you know, everything. But only one or two people, they used to tell, Bhante, what happened to you? Because others are just blinded, you know, they don't see anything. So I used to ask them after meditating, practicing, 1 month or 2 months later, then they said, still, Mate, what happened? So they were like my mirror, you know, mirror in the wall, who is the prettiest, something like that. So, but then after 3 months, they actually, he told me, okay, now you're okay, Bhante. So I can never forget that particular experience. So after that, only 2000, this year, I started from Australia, the invitation there, and then it went to the YouTube, and then it came here also. Then Europe, England, and then America. So I think, but there's something I must tell you in my life. I have something, an understanding of karma, how it's working. So 3 years ago, I was in Rishikesh area, and there was this one monk, or what was it? I think you came for a very serious meditation, right? I'll come to that. when I was in the banks of Ganges, one was like a holy man, I don't know him, but he suddenly told me, Swamiji, he told me, Swamiji, when you're 45 years, you will have no time even to come to this area. But it was so true. I can see this age of mine. I have never been so busy. So many programs. I mean, so I did something. I was thinking of getting a return ticket also. I mean, from, I thought I left America, enough I come to the airport. And then go back. but then I realized that, you know, slowly I had to learn to, because I will explain now how to do work without feeling tired. This is important. How to make the practice in your, you know, day-to-day activity. It's not just when you come to monastery. This is my main topic, so that, you know, enlightenment is something while you're there, that you're creating the proper practice. It's not that you have a lot of work or you're in bad circumstances. You're not doing the right practice, right technique. Because it's part of the brain that's not been used much. That is, so maybe I'll come quickly to that. But it's so boring for me to tell the topic again. Would you like something that you'd like me to explain? I'll go on my stock explanations. Anything you'd like me to, you know, maybe. I just still don't know who I am or what it is you want to ask me.
Yes, Bhante, what do you mean by conceptualization?
I'll come to it. It's very good one.
Thank you.
How to explain this? Now, sometimes, you know, the Buddhist teaching is very nice, you know, it just frees you from suffering. Sometimes you worry about even past some trauma and things like that, you know, things happen to your life, and really you can't sort of forget about it. You can, so the problem is you don't know the right way of putting your attention. If you can put the right attention to what you experience, when you recognize from the misunderstanding of it, you find it will just vaporize. So that is done by, that's why now we are caught up in this way of life where, you know, it makes a big nightmare in our life because of wrong way of looking at it. If you have an enlightened mind, for example, say we are in a dream, when you get to know that we are in a dream, the whole thing changes. You don't enjoy anything pleasurable, you don't enjoy nightmares. So not to have nightmares, and because to have a pleasure and to have a nightmare after that is something, is in all to all, it is actually suffering. A nightmare. But if you have something, you wake up and you don't have a nightmare or this, that's the real pleasure. This is the type of pleasure I'm going to talk about slowly. So the conceptualizing, I will come to it and I'll demonstrate something to show you that certain practice, very simple, where it will bring the vision for practical reason. To come to this, I must tell you, it must be very practical also. Now there was a time I had a very, I was left in Sri Lanka. Now you find my way of teaching will be my own experiences, and someone told me, Bhante, normally monks, they, you know, sort of read the sutra and explain that. But in your case, you bring your personal experiences, and of course I bring the sutra in the end. My mission is actually, is not to explain a sutta, is to make you realize a sutta. This is my whole purpose. I have a vision. I want you to come, get to that. How to get that vision of from the suttas. So as normally I have been talking about the ground, you know, like what is blocking towards that in our modern days through computers and what happened today. Maybe I might touch those topics. I might have to. So you'll be surprised because these are things that the groundwork I have been always now explaining, which will bring that vision to you. Otherwise, just having that, and then you're practically not knowing what's going to stop you to have that. You know, you'll be you go from talk to talk, from discourse to discourse. Nothing really change happens in you. So one sutta I remember when my teacher told me to go Hasmahasti Padopara Sutta. It's about five elements, like the hardness here and the hardness here. It's like the same. Now those days they had no idea of electrons and things like that. So it is more finer description. It's a more perfect one, a finer one. But this is good enough. You take it in terms of nature. That this is just you take the hard nature here and the hard nature which is in this space, your body. So normally which is having the bones or any other thing which predominates with that quality of being hard. When you take it as a nature, you don't get an idea of the same. With this only thing, the idea because it's in this space, you get it is my hardness. It's me. Anyway, there's a way of looking at this and you see then, if you really watch this, you break through the conceptualizing and you will have you will have ear, you will not feel it's my ear, which is an illusion, which is not true. Because it's like in that space, because you're not properly paying attention and you're seeing it in a very, you could say, unmindful way, that it makes you, because this has been conditioned for so many years and so many, I don't know, lives maybe. And then this makes you like habituated to name the person. If someone shouted at you, but when you see it's just a vibration and then this is like the ear, which is not like not my ear. If you perceive it, it's just hard and maybe little blood there, soft. And these things, if you take and have a picture of it, if someone shouts at you, you're not, you don't sort of get the perception of it. Now once it happened, now when I've been reading these things, I was left with an auntie who was in Sri Lanka, who was very hot-tempered. So I had to get pocket money from her, and then she took me to one of these, to see the tooth relic with a pass. In Sri Lanka we have the exposition of the tooth of the Buddha. So without the line, she took me straight to this place. So those days I'm also a little bit, sometimes I get some intuitive feelings and I should just act upon that. So as a young boy, people found it very, very peculiar. So when I was in quiet moment after we returned, I just got the thought I must go again to this tooth place, not with the pass, but with the line. So when I went to my auntie and said, and we came just yesterday or 2 days back, something like that, and she, because that time terrorist problem in Sri Lanka and all that, she was very worried maybe, she just started scolding me, like this. And when she scolded like that, immediately, the sutta that I was thinking about, how the ear is not mine and the sounds are like that, I just was focused on that. And then she's scolded and she said, so nothing happened. So this was the first and the last time she scolded me. So I'm just trying to give you now, because this is important for you to get it. So I see some ladies, when I had the programs, they used to tell. One of them came and told me, Bande, my husband was scolding me in the kitchen or somewhere. And then I was able to practice that. Of course I have practiced, so they should be able to practice too. So then if you do like, if you should be able to, some people like show they are not reacting. This, without their knowledge, you have to show only. But the inner irritation that goes in form of vibration and people feel it. So you are still impure inside you, you're pretending you're not angry. And that still creates this tension and the problem. They notice, people are very clever, they are like small saints, You and your husband, they can notice slowly looking at you. Oh, that is, she's angry inside. the vibration that goes. But if you really can do that, there's some power works. You know, they know and want to score you hereafter. Whether it's in the working place, whether it's in some other place. But you really have to master this, looking at the world in an enlightened way. So that you don't name people, you don't sort of, you see the sort of phenomena happening. Hmm? So this is something, I'm happy to talk about this subject, you know, because I think I have to be more like here, you know, I was like hibernating in some sort of no-thinking mode for many years now, and when I was a young boy, I used to really bring out, it was very much, then when I went to more extreme of samadhi, part of practice, Himalayas, and now only again, it's getting polished up. But I want to come to this topic slowly. So, but I will demonstrate something, how to this conceptualizing. But before that, I don't know how many young people are here. You know? How many of you have gone to the YouTube, which I have also gone to? You have some English ones, right?
I saw the one in English when you were talking to the children.
Okay, in Australia, is it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. There are ones few in. I want them to isolate the English ones because in Sri Lanka this was another problem with the people here. They're like the. I'm not talking the real Muslims, you know. You could say everywhere not the real spiritual people are, you know, they are different. But who are not? Their compassion now is like the. We call it the brotherhood of the Muslims, like this. Same way we have like a brotherhood of the Buddhists, Sri Lankans. Sometimes I see that their compassion is limited to Sri Lanka. I mean, they're still so mentally, they don't get the feel that, you know, it should be. So I was always thinking to isolate the English ones separately and make it explaining about, so that, well, I have to, so it should happen, I hope the angels will help me. Because I can't be so involved in sort of being an administrator. But I'm just telling, I wish someone had some little bit of the heart I'm feeling in my heart, in my mind. I feel I'm not from Sri Lanka. I feel, you know, that sometimes with every community that I go, I hope I could, you know, always thought when I come to America, I should meet more of the local people, not Sri Lankans. But of course, the organizers, they're also knowing only the Sri Lankan community. I understand this thing. But after Australia, I thought, slowly I have to make a footing and definitely to penetrate whoever, not only English, maybe it could be sent to other languages. So that all, you know, the way to peace of mind and purification and these techniques and methods that all get availability. It's like some pizza, you know, that it goes to everywhere to get the taste of it. But it needs some destiny also, I see this. And it can't be sort of especially manipulated. It should come by a tremendous need by nature. You also must really have a deep wanting to be realized or to be enlightened. Then comes the support also from nature. So these both ways are there. If some of you have gone through, so I talk about normally where there's addictions, you know. Have you gone? Did you get the point that I told about the addiction? Like sometimes suddenly you go in your life where you're coming for programs like this, or suddenly you go into like where your mind goes distracted. I like to come to your topic, you know, wait, I just cover this and come, okay? This part is fun for me, but this part is a duty for me. To just lay down some things, it might be helpful for some people. Silence. My devotees have made a big rope for me, so it's very tough. they just want me to get more fatter, I think. Sri Lanka, they are so, I don't know, you know, they're great people in a way. I want to polish them up, and I want to break them out of this tradition. Is the main thing, so that they can save themselves, especially to overcome attachment, clinging, and to make them yogis. This is my main goal. Otherwise, how to worship the Buddha actually, so that you don't get angry or irritated, or that comes because of greed somewhere. You just can't pretend you can't get angry, I tell many people now, say you don't, okay, some are practicing also. They say, I don't get angry. Then I ask, what about your child? You get, if you can not, if you don't get angry with your children, that's quite a good achievement. Right? You must see where you are not attached, you don't find irritation, you know, but where there's attached expectation, there, you know, you could know where you're really progressing. So, but there were people in the past, my great grandma and all these people, they were, the children were dying there, they didn't even shed a tear. So there was a period where this practice was done very strongly. Because the monks were doing it, it was going to the lay people, and this was there.